Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, a war on mommy porn. New Hampshire State Librarian defends the right to access 50 Shades of Grey and other erotica literature, even if some libraries have yanked them off the shelves. And perhaps the cushiest place in the world to do hard time. The trial of mass shooter Anders Breivik sheds light on Norway's maximum security prison, where inmates have personal trainers, watch flat-screen TVs, and take cooking courses. But we begin with a new strategy for wannabe grandparents. Thousands of American women in their 30s and 40s have had their eggs frozen, hoping to increase their chances of becoming a mother later in life, after establishing a career, say, or finding the right partner. The procedure is still considered experimental, and the cost is substantial. Alyssa Gutman wrote in the New York Times about a new wave of underwriters paying for women to have their eggs frozen, their parents. She's on the line now to fill us in. Alyssa, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
First off, you report that egg freezing is a growing trend. So how many women are doing it and who are they?
Well, believe it or not, we actually don't know exactly how many women are freezing their eggs because those numbers are not currently tracked. But the individual doctors that I interviewed reported pretty much across the board that their own numbers are gradually growing. And in addition to that, more and more clinics are beginning to offer egg freezing to their patients. In terms of the women who are doing this, they basically fall into two categories. One is cancer patients who are concerned that their cancer treatments could cause their fertility to decline. And the other group is the one that I focused on in the article, and that is women who are seeking to extend their window of fertility, often because they haven't yet found a partner that they want to spend the rest of their life with and have children with. Some of the women I interviewed said they breathed a deep sigh of relief after freezing their eggs because at a certain point they'd become so anxious that, as one of them put it, every guy they dated had to be, quote, daddy material.
How much does it cost to do this procedure?
The cost varies pretty widely depending on the clinic and also the individual because some people need more and different medications than others, but the basic range is about $8,000 to $18,000.
Now, you profile several people who have had this done, and especially their parents. Let's talk about some of the stories. Start with Gloria Hayes and her daughter, Jennifer Hayes.
Well, Gloria Hayes lives in Connecticut and had heard about egg freezing. She read an article about it and thought this would be a great thing for my daughter. Her daughter, Jennifer, was in her 30s and living in Colorado and dating a lot of guys, but the relationships kept on ending. And Mrs. Hayes knew that her daughter wanted to have children at some point, but she didn't want to bring up the idea of egg freezing with her daughter because she was afraid that Jennifer might be offended, that it would be like she was saying, oh, Jennifer, you're getting old. So she sort of bit her tongue for several months. And then when Jennifer finally raised the idea with her mother was thrilled and said immediately, I think it's a great idea. I think you should do it, and we will help you pay for it.
You met other people who, though, suggested it to their own parents. Now, is there any evidence that frozen eggs will be viable and fertile in a number of years?
There is growing evidence that that this can work. Again, it's not tracked, so it's hard to say exactly how successful it's been across the board. But some experts estimate that as many as 2,000 and possibly even more babies have been born from frozen eggs. Of course, that doesn't mean that there is any guarantee for an individual woman that her eggs will be viable when they are thawed. Again, it varies widely by clinic and also by woman and the age she is when she actually freezes her eggs. Some clinics have reported success rates of about 50% among women who freeze their eggs before the age of 40. But again, that would still leave 50% of women who would be disappointed in the end. So it is not a guarantee. And for some women, it really does strike them as a huge gamble with a lot of money, and not to mention the emotions involved.
And it's also, you know, the intergenerational emotions that you're alluding to. I mean, grandparents are willing to pay for even to the potential of future grandchildren. So it's just giving them some peace of mind and kind of an investment in future family planning, I guess.
Right. Well, initially, when I first heard about this practice of the grandparents paying for it, I was surprised. And then I kept on hearing it more and more. And if you take a step back and think about it, it actually kind of makes a lot of sense, because in these cases, at least, certainly this is not true for everyone whatsoever, but the grandparents had a little bit of extra money that they were able to pour into this. And they were at a point in their lives where they had this money, and there was nothing that they would rather spend it on than, you know, the chance to have potential grandchildren, and right up there with that, the chance to give their daughters some peace in mind and to feel like they were at least doing everything they could to increase the chances that their daughters could sort of have it all. So for them, at least the people that I interviewed, it was really across the board a no-brainer that if I'm going to spend my money on anything, it's going to be on this. So it's sort of a natural match. And then for the daughters, it's such a risky proposition. And then to think about pouring all of your money into this also at a time in your life when you're really building your career is much more of a challenge. So it just fit together very nicely for these families.
There's a lot of hope being frozen up there. Thank you so much for joining us, Alyssa.
Thank you so much.
Alyssa Gutman, the How We Live reporter for the New York Times. Now that is a plum job. You can find a link to her article, So Eager for Grandchildren They're Paying, the Egg Freezing Clinic. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. And we've also posted a link to a website that's been started by one of the women profiled in Alyssa's piece. It's called eggsurance.com.